It's Money Monday with Melody Hobson. And Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good morning, Melody. Good
morning, Tom.
All right. You say that wages are up around across the board in the country, and that's a good thing.
Yes, we're finally starting to see some numbers that we've been waiting for a long time. The Labor Department released its official numbers on wages and salaries for the first quarter of 2015, and the numbers show that wages and salaries rose at a faster pace in the first 3 months of this year than the fourth quarter of 2014.
All right.
So finally, we've been talking about this so long, we've seen workers start to see some higher pay. And, you know, that's just welcome news. Everyone wants to hear that.
Is that for all of us, Melody?
Is that, well, for black people, how do we shape up in this whole thing?
It was for all people. So let me start off with just the specific numbers. So we saw a 0.7% increase in pay last quarter versus 0.6% at the end of 2014. So that's just overall. But if you work for a private company, you saw your wages go up even more than that. Now, for black people, this is interesting. And I honestly have to tell you, I had not thought about this before. We all hear about these numbers of the wage gap as it relates to gender. And so many people know that statistic that women earn 78 cents for every dollar that a male owns. But if you look at wage statistics based on race, they're equally, disturbing. And so specifically, if you control for education and job type, according to a report from 2010, black men earned 74.5% of a typical white man's wage. So that means 74.5 cents for every dollar that a white man earns. And it's even worse for black women. We earn about 70 cents for every dollar that a white male earns. So we start off, our base difference is pretty significant. But the good news is that with these wage increases, everyone is seeing increases. The gap is not, however, narrowing for us versus our white counterpart.
Mm.
How do we counter that? Is it a possibility of seeing some improvement we've seen it over the time, but now is there a possibility of improving that wage gap and making it smaller?
Well, here's the interesting thing that I learned. It's that there's something called a reservation wage. Okay, you say to yourself, what's a reservation wage? Reservation wage is the lowest wage that a worker will take. Okay? So you go and you sign up to get a new job or you get, offered a job. The lowest wage that you will take, African Americans, we have a 7% lower reservation wage, meaning when we're going to get our job, we're willing to take less money. So one of the ways that we can change this is trying to be better negotiators when we are getting those jobs and really trying to push for a higher wage at the very beginning. All the data shows also, especially when you're first getting you're early in your career and you're getting those early jobs, mm-hmm. where you start your negotiations really does set the tone for your career. And white men tend to be better at that.
It seems like the woman that was, the one that wrote Lean In, and they were talking about her husband who died over the weekend.
Yes, he was a very, very good friend of mine.
I'm so sorry. One of the stories was, when she was contacted by Facebook to take the job,
uh-huh.
and her husband said, don't go so quickly. Don't go for the job. Let them want you. Make them realize how valuable you are uh-huh. in these negotiations. And he was very key in telling her, because where you start now will have an effect on how you end up in this business. And it's very important that you realize your value, your worth.
Well, that's 100% true. I've heard that story firsthand. And he also, as it was stated in the same article, he said he wanted Mark Zuckerberg to stretch for her.
Yes.
He did not want it to be just a layup. And I thought that was wonderful, wonderful advice. And don't we all want people like that in our lives who give us that kind of resolve and advice?
Absolutely.
And obviously it made a huge, huge difference.
But do black people in lower wage jobs have any leverage to negotiate? I mean, you have to have some kind of leverage.
Well, I think part of it is attitude, Tom. So you don't want to get over your, you know, be cocky or inappropriate. But I do think you have to have a sense of what you're worth. We're very quick when we want to be employed to say yes. And I totally understand why. So trust me, this is a dance that you have to do. But you do really need to make sure that you get what you're worth.
Yeah.
And as you say, and then it's that reserve wage.
Yeah.
That's where it kicks
reservation
in.
Reservation rate.
Reservation.
Yeah.
Yes.
The lowest wage you're willing to take.
Okay. All right. Read more about this on blackamericaweb.com. Money Mondays with Melody Hobson.